AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three people are in custody in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, to face capital murder charges. Two police officers were shot and killed. Mayor Johnny Dupree says he met with the families of the officers last night and made them a promise.
That promise was that we're going to find them. We're going to catch them. Within hours, we did that. But how do we do that? The public helped us do that.
The AP's Rebecca Santana in Hattiesburg reports there have been a lot of prayers at a local church for the officers.
This car had been pulled over for a speeding violation, and then obviously, you know, got a lot worse from there. And the pastor had mentioned that he hopes that the police department knew that they had the support of their community.
These are the first deaths of police officers in Hattiesburg in three decades. Severe weather is in the forecast from Minnesota to Texas today. There is a report of a tornado today in Delmont, South Dakota.
We know that there is damage, and we're, you know, Highway Patrol is going through making sure everybody is safe at this time, and they are working on that.
Tony Mangan is with the South Dakota Department of Public Safety. A South Dakota hospital says three people who were injured in the tornado are in good condition. Tornado watches are in place in several Midwest and Great Plains states through tonight. Stormy weather in Texas has caused some flight delays and cancellations in the Dallas area today. More than 100 flights have been canceled at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and at Love Field. As the Senate prepares to debate his trade agenda, President Obama is sharpening his criticisms of a vocal opponent on the left, Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren. In an interview with Yahoo Politics, the president said, Warren is factually wrong and politically motivated in fighting his efforts to get fast-tracked authority to negotiate trade agreements that Congress can accept or reject, but not change. This is AP Radio News. Happy Mother's Day. We are hearing from some kids about why mom is so great.
From just being there to listen, to helping them with everything imaginable, some moms are getting high praise from their children today.
My mom lets me talk to her whenever I need to, and it makes me feel really good.
She's always there for me when I'm sad. She's also a very funny mom.
She's kind, and she does a lot of things for me, and she cares about me.
Without her, I wouldn't be here, and she takes care of me every time I'm sick.
To all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. Julie Walker, New York.
For the second weekend in a row, the Avengers are number one.
What's the vibranium for?
I'm glad you asked that, because I wanted to take this time to explain my evil plan.
The Avengers Age of Ultron easily beat the new Reese Witherspoon movie, Hot Pursuit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.